We've been chatting, Craig, heaps about The Fringe lately.
Yeah.
Big fans. And we're actually joined by comedian Lewis Garnham. He's got a show called Too Much Time to Think. It's on right now and he joins us on the line. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, we're really good.
Yeah, good, thanks.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
I feel a bit nervous to talk to you. Just want to get this out real
quick.
Yeah,
go on.
Don't feel nervous.
No, this is because we were watching some of your bits yesterday and you talk a lot about the astrology girl.
You're actually talking to her.
I've talked about dreams this morning, the full moon. I just feel a bit attacked.
Yeah, look, I mean, I do like teasing the astrology stuff when I'm on stage, but if I'm being completely honest, sometimes I do like it a bit more than I pretend to on stage. I think it's fun to tease it and to pretend that I hate astrology, but off stage, I don't mind it.
Yeah,
you're like, you've got the co-star app. You're that guy.
Yeah, exactly. I'm an astrology lover in disguise. So yeah, I won't hold it against you. It's fine.
Okay, good. All right, well, we better carry on then now that we know we're good.
Yeah, it's all good.
So you're playing the Rhino Room at the moment, great Adelaide venue. Where would you like to be playing in the future? Is there anywhere around Adelaide?
No, Rhino Room, always.
Go back to the classic.
Yeah, I feel like... I mean, I don't know. No, I'd like the Rhino Room. Like, obviously, yeah. Well, like, what's the goal? You get big enough that you play the Entertainment Centre or the theatre or something. But I don't really want to do that. I just want to play to 100 people every
That's
night
it.
At the Rhino Room for the rest of my life, and I'd be happy.
How is it playing here in Adelaide? Because you're from Adelaide, right? So have you got, like, your mum coming along one night, that sort of vibe, or...?
Good question. My parents grew up in Melbourne and then they moved to Adelaide, had kids, and then one by one all their kids moved to Melbourne. And once they'd all moved, my parents were like, oh, well, you know, we may as well go back to Melbourne now as well. And so then my parents moved to Melbourne. So now I don't have any family in Adelaide.
Surely someone you went to high school was in the crowd, though. Like, that's bound to happen.
Yeah, there's always a few of those, yeah, which is really nice.
So, Fringe Time, you're mixing amongst the greats, you know, the big names, and not to say yours isn't, but it'll certainly be around for many years. But you've had many interactions with these bigger stars. They're people that you look up to who you're getting to have dinner with or catch up with?
Yeah. Do you guys know Reese Nicholson?
Yes.
He's at the Rhino Room, like, just before me.
Oh, brilliant. So
and
cool.
And he... I did like a few shows with him a couple of weeks ago and he, you know, my ticket sales are going okay. There's some people coming, whatever. But he's like the host of RuPaul's Drag Race or whatever. So he's got a few more people in his show than me. And I just think this is so lovely. This just makes me love him so much. At the end of his show, he keeps telling his audience that they should all go straight from his show to my show.
Aww.
And each night, like, a few of the people in my crowd have just literally come straight from his show at the end and then they've gone straight into mine. And so, yeah, I probably owe him, like, some money, you know? Like he's literally given me some money, which is so sweet. So big ups to Reese Nicholson. Everyone should go to his show.
Oh, see, look, it all goes around. It's a big old cycle.
Yeah.
We were chatting off the air, Craig and I, about comedians and how you work out if you're actually funny enough to be a comedian. Like, there's one thing to be the funny one in your group of mates, but you don't really know what the average is. So how do you go, oh, yeah, I can take this out into the world. Like, this is my thing.
Kind of weird, hey? Like, I would not be the funniest in my group of mates. So, like, it's kind of strange. It's... I don't know. I was in high... My thing wasn't like, I'm good enough, I can do this, this is my calling. Mine was like, I don't have
any other skills?
Clue what else I want to do. Exactly. I was in year 12 and everyone else was like talking about what they wanted to be and I was like, I suck at all this stuff. So then I just started doing it sort of as a joke and I just really enjoyed it and I was pretty shit at it at the start, but I was still enjoying it a lot, so I just kept doing it. But yeah, for me, it wasn't like, this is what I'm made to do.
I feel like it's as well, like I look at my circle of friends, I've got heaps of creative mates, and I'm like, I'm not the funniest, but I'm definitely the most attention seeking. So that's why I've ended up here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We are chatting to Lewis Garnham. He's got a show at the Rhino Room, 9:30 each night till Sunday this week. Do you want to stick around? We'll have a chat more after Shepherd.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
We are still joined by comedian Lewis Garnham. Hello.
Woo! Hey.
Self-hype, I love it.
Woo.
Yeah. It's quite early in the morning, and I'm not a morning person, so I'm just trying to, like, psychologically trick myself into being awake.
Good. You're here at the moment performing at the Adelaide Fringe with your show, Too Much Time to Think. And we were just chatting off the air about, you know, being a creative, the struggles. A lot of times if you're doing this sort of stuff, there's another component to your life. There's a day job. Is this something that you are doing as well? Or?
Yeah, I've got a day job which I really like. I work at a school. I work at, I'm a teacher's aide at a school in Melbourne, and it's actually really good. It's really good alongside stand-up comedy because, like, kids say a lot of funny things.
It's content, right?
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, this is, like, cheating, you know, because I can just repeat something that a kid has said.
Right, the school's the great place to do it, though, you know?
Totally. This girl said to me, like, this wasn't that long ago, she's 8 years old. Like, the young ones don't have a filter on what they say, which is, I find it so funny. And she's like, she was trying to ask me how old I am. I could tell that was, like, what she wanted to ask. But she didn't know how to say it. And she was dancing around it. She was like, how many ages, what year is the age of your... And then eventually she was just like, when are you going to die? How good is that? It was like during lunch, and I was just sitting there with her, and like, it's so good at school when you just have a moment where you just like burst out laughing.
Yeah.
Last week, a girl asked me, like, we've got these tables and they're really smooth, they're like varnished, and she asked me, this is legit, she's like 6 years old, she's looked up at me and she said, do they rub mashed potato into the table to make it so smooth? How weird is that? That was like a genuine... Like she thought that was why the table was so smooth.
I feel like with kids, they just... Like, I don't have my own kids, Craig does, but when I used to be a kids entertainer, which the listeners will know, and that was a part of my life that at the time I thought, this is just so crap. But now I just think it was so funny because of all the little things that happened. And I was only telling you about this recently, Craig, about this little boy called Ian. I'm going to say his name, which is probably not the legal thing we're meant to be doing here. He was three. So already it was a bit weird because he's a three-year-old called Ian running around. And he was really naughty. Yeah, like he was the kid I'd go, oh, here we go. Like, what's he going to do today? He spat in my hand once, went for a high five.
Gross.
Yeah, not cool. And then one day he lifted up, because I had to wear like a certain get-up for this job, and he lifted up the skirt of it, stuck his head underneath it, and bit me on the ass.
Oh,
and then his mum, for my birthday, which was like later that year, she just transferred me $50 randomly and was like, happy birthday. And I was like, this is because your child bit me on the
butt. Keep your mouth shut, money. And you've just pretty much not kept your mouth shut, and now you're talking about it on radio and using his name. I reckon you're going to get a text later today like, hey, I want my $50 back. That wasn't the deal.
Oh, dear. Lewis Garnham, he's got Too Much Time to Think at the Rhino's Room Hell's Kitchen, 9:30 each night from now until Sunday. So make sure you grab a ticket, go see him. Thanks for your time this morning, Lewis.
Thanks so much for having me.